This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, testifying at a congressional hearing on Monday, is staunchly defending the country's military withdrawal last month from Afghanistan. Blinken told the House Foreign Affairs Committee, "There's no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan security forces or the Afghan government any more resilient or self-sustaining." As the U.S. and its allies drew close to completion of their withdrawal from Afghanistan, Taliban insurgents took over the country, seizing the capital, Kabul, on August 14th and 15th. At that time, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani fled to exile in the United Arab Emirates. Blinken said U.S. officials did not foresee the downfall of the Afghan government so quickly. Republican lawmakers and some Democrats have criticized the president's handling of the final days in Afghanistan. The criticism was especially pronounced after 13 U.S. service members died in a suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport in the last days of the withdrawal. The United States evacuated 124,000 people, most of them Afghans who had helped U.S. forces, along with about 5,500 Americans, from the Kabul airport in the last days of August. Blinken is likely to face tough questioning again on Tuesday, when he appears before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. National polls of U.S. voters show wide support for Biden's decision to end the 20-year war, but not for the way the withdrawal unfolded. North Korea says it has successfully tested newly developed long-range cruise missiles. The test over the weekend underscore how the country continues to expand its military capabilities despite a stalemate in nuclear negotiations with the United States. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is stepping up its effort to find and unite migrant families forcibly separated under President Donald Trump. A federal task force set up soon after the election of President Biden has been working to locate the parents and children who were separated along the U.S.-Mexico border. This was part of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on illegal crossing into the United States. The Associated Press reports the process has been difficult and slow, with only about 50 families reunited so far. The task force will get new tools starting today with the launch of a program to help find more families and return them to the U.S. for at least 3 years of legal residency and other assistance. Voters in the U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, go to the polls Tuesday to pick two candidates to run in the November 2nd mayoral election. Until now, Boston, one of the nation's oldest cities, has only ever elected white men to the mayor's office. This year, however, all four major candidates are women of color. Three are city councilors, Michelle Wu, Anissa Isaibi George, and Andrea Campbell. The fourth, Kim Janey, is acting mayor of Boston. She took office in March when former mayor Martin Walsh left to become the U.S. Secretary of Labor. Four other candidates are on the ballot, but polls indicate none of them will get more than 3% of the vote. A lawyer for Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Myanmar's deposed civilian government, says his client missed her latest scheduled court appearance. After she fell ill on Monday, her legal team said the 76-year-old Suu Kyi appeared ill and complained of being drowsy during a pre-hearing meeting in the capital, Naypyidaw. Min Min So later told reporters that Suu Kyi was suffering from what he called car sickness. As she has not traveled by car over the last several weeks, she was taken back home to rest. Suu Kyi, a Nobel Peace Laureate, has been detained since February 1st when her civilian government was overthrown nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy Party scored a landslide victory in elections. Monday's scheduled hearing was a resumption of her trial on charges of illegally possessing unlicensed walkie-talkies. She also faces separate charges of breaking COVID-19 restrictions, inciting public unrest, misusing land for her charitable foundation, and accepting illegal payments. New Zealand's prime minister announced Monday that the country's largest city, Auckland, will remain in a strict lockdown in an effort to curb small outbreaks of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown has been extended to September 21st. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.